So these eco towns are meant to be showcases for how we might live if we do have this sort of low carbon society of the future. So things like charging points on cars, city planning, so that where you live is not very far away from public transport, for example. They want to make sure that less than half of the journeys are car journeys. They want to make sure that there are local heat networks, so combined heat and power plants to supply maybe a few thousand homes so that you can share the heat as well as the energy from there. They're much more efficient in terms of carbon. And things like that, zero carbon homes, the best energy efficiency. So a real showcase for people. And the idea is you have a few of these. They want, I think, 10 by 2020. They've announced four yesterday. When the best technologies have been proven, they'll obviously then become cheaper for the rest of us to take on board.
And what difference will they make to tackling global warming?
Well, homes, the energy use in homes accounts for something like a quarter of the UK's carbon emissions. I mean, that's a huge amount. That's 10 times aviation. I mean, people forget this. Actually, that the world will be saved by loft insulation, essentially. If we all put loft insulation in, we will actually save more carbon than any sort of increase in passenger transport. Don't quote me on that. But it's been recorded.
It's too late for that.
But it's massively bigger. So there's a huge prize. And stuff like these eco towns, if they work, then you could essentially have zero carbon homes, zero carbon lifestyles at home, essentially. And you know, if you could knock off half of that, even that's the same as all road transport, for example. 12% of the carbon emissions in the country come from road transport. You know, that's a huge prize.
Are eco towns the best way of creating these homes, though? Because the campaign to protect rural England says the government should concentrate on existing properties and doing up brownfield sites.
Well, at the risk of agreeing with the campaign for rural England, the thing is that they have a point. There are lots of places where you could start this. You don't have to start from scratch somewhere where it's not wanted. I mean, there's no point building this where people don't want it. And what the campaigners against them have argued is that if you have these new homes, because they want 10,000 new homes, if you want these places, then perhaps they're not going to look great next to these market towns. So, you know, I think that if the locals don't want them, they shouldn't be built there. But frankly, we need to do this stuff. And the only people who don't want this stuff happening are people, you know, the not in my backyard people. This is one of the best ways to tackle climate change. And anyone who sort of disagrees with it, I think, is just not looking forward 50 years when the rest of the world is covered into 2 meter sea rises and things because we didn't tackle climate change.
This isn't the end of the road, as it were, for eco towns, though, is it? Because they still need planning permission.
Yeah.
And the Conservatives might win the next election. They say eco towns are a gimmick.
But what are they going to replace them with? Is my question. They have to have something to do with homes. They've been quite bold in their low carbon strategy, actually, the Tories, about saying that every home in the country is going to get £6,000 to make sure that they're more energy efficient and are using the right sorts of technologies to reduce their carbon footprints. Just because they're down on eco towns, it doesn't mean they're down on the environment. They're quite bold. Whether eco towns are the best way, therefore, and what the Tories do, I don't know. I mean, these eco towns won't be built till 2016, so who knows if they will ever be built. But I think that it's important that we step in those directions. And actually, if they do get started, and if enough people don't complain and things, the NIMBY sort of are kept away, then, you know, I think it'd be a good thing even if two of them get on board and we learn a few lessons which we then can translate to the rest of our housing stock.
Alok, many thanks.